The Jack Benny Program, presented by Lucky Strike. Quality of product is essential to continuing success.
American.
It takes fine tobacco to make a fine cigarette, and
LSMFT.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. Yes, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco.
In a cigarette, it's the tobacco that counts. And season after season, after auction, independent tobacco experts, auctioneers, buyers, and warehousemen can see the makers of Lucky Strike consistently select and buy that fine, that light, that naturally mild tobacco.
Fine, light, naturally mild tobacco. Real Lucky Strike tobacco. Fine tobacco that means real deep-down smoking enjoyment for you.
So smoke that smoke of fine tobacco, Lucky Strike. So round, so firm, so fully packed, so free and easy on the draw.
The Lucky Strike Program, starring Jack Benny, with Barry Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Dennis Day, and yours truly, Don Wilson. And now, ladies and gentlemen, once again, we take you to Jack Benny's home in Beverly Hills, where we find Jack and Rochester in the library.
Rochester. Rochester, do we have to be this quiet?
Shh. Be patient, boss. I'm trying to use psychology.
Psychology?
Yeah. Watch this. It was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a... We got him that time, boy!
Good. Good. Now take the mouse out of the trap.
Yes, sir. Hey, boss, great news. Great news.
What is it?
We got him before he could eat the cheese.
Well, it wouldn't have done him any good anyway. It's wax. Come on, Rochester. Let's finish addressing my Christmas cards.
Okay.
Now, let's see. We finished the ones to my relatives. Now, let's address the cards to the movie stars I know, huh?
Yes, sir.
I got the list right here. Rodney Dangerfield. MGM Studios.
Rodney Dangerfield.
Cyril Forsyth. Universal International Studios.
Cyril Forsyth.
Marcella Underwood. Warner Brothers Studios.
Marcella Underwood.
Anthony Fisk. Paramount Studios.
Anthony Fisk.
Yeah.
Well, that takes care of the figures. Let's get to the stars.
These are stars. Every one of them. Now, let's see. Oh, yes. Ilka Thistledown, MGM Studios.
Ilka Thistledown.
Gee, how she ever missed getting the Academy Award last year, I'll never know. She was wonderful in Andy Hardy Blows His Nose. Bertram Holmquist, 20th Century Fox Studio.
Bertram Holmquist.
Gary Cooper, Paramount Studio.
Gary Cooper. Who's he?
Big, tall fella. He's a pretty big star. Of course, he's not a Rodney Dangerfield, but he's coming along. Now, let's see. Who else? Oh, yes. Geraldine...
Shh. Just a minute, boss. I think I hear another mouse.
What?
Quiet. "'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a... We got him, too!
Good, good. Is he a big one?
Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
There's nothing in the trap but a note.
A note?
Yeah, it says, you can recite Gunga Din, you ain't gonna catch me.
Don't stop making things up.
Well, all I know is we didn't catch him.
Yeah, set it again, Rochester.
Say, boss, with all these mice in the house, why don't you get a cat?
Mouse traps don't drink milk. That's right. Well, we're through with the Christmas cards, and I think I got the presents all set. Oh, I meant to do this before. I got to get Don Wilson's house on the phone. Da-da-bum-bum, ba-dee-da-dum. Da da ding dum da dum ba bum. I got the sun in the morning and the smog at night. Bum bing bum ba doo doo doo. Da dee dum boo bum. Hello? Oh, hello, Mrs. Wilson. This is Jack Benny. I was just singing to myself. Yes. I know Don is at the studio. That's why I picked this time to call. Now, Mrs. Wilson, I'm giving Don a beautiful pair of shoelaces for Christmas. Yes. Yes, with metal tips. Oh, no. Of all the things he should have. Are you sure he already has metal tips? Oh, gosh, well, I'll just have to exchange him again. Well, anyway, Mrs. Wilson, don't tell Don what I'm giving him. What? You wouldn't dare? Thank you. The same to you. Goodbye. Wouldn't you know it, Rochester? All the trouble I went through at that department store last week. I could have taken plastic tips, but no. I had to take metal ones.
By the way, boss, this is Saturday. You're not forgetting your rehearsal, are you?
Oh, no, no. Miss Livingston's sister, Babe, is going to pick me up and drive me to the studio.
Miss Livingston's sister?
Yes, Mary has a cold, and Babe came out from Plainfield to spend the holidays with her. Now, Rochester, bring me that package with the shoelaces. I'm going to stop by the store and exchange them.
Yes, sir. And say, boss.
Yeah?
If you see a mousetrap that recites the night before Christmas, buy it. I'm getting hoarse.
I'll look around. Yeah, I'm glad Mary's feeling better today, Babe.
Yeah, she'll be all right in a couple of days.
Good, good. Nice delivery. You know, you can talk loud. We're riding in a car, you know? Bum, bum, bing, bum. Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum. I hope Mert's listening, Dad. I'm bum. Gee, it's a nice... Babe. Oh, Babe, put on your brakes, quick. There's a car coming right for us.
That's going the other way. It's a new Studebaker.
Gee, you can't tell when those Studebakers are coming or going.
I know. The other day, my boyfriend was hit by one.
How?
Well, he was standing on the corner trying to figure out whether it was coming or going, and the darn thing went sideways.
Well, what do you know? Hey, there goes another one. It's a cute car, isn't it? It's so much glass.
Yeah, looks like a Silex with wheels.
Yeah. Well, another star is born. I wonder... Don't be nervous, Babe. Don't be nervous. That is a nice Studebaker. I wonder what model that one is.
They have four models. Champion, Commander, Regular, and Drip.
Oh, good. Oh, yes. You know, Babe, I was thinking, people who live in Studebakers shouldn't throw stones. Oh, Jackson, you keep this up and you'll have your own show, too. Yes, sir.
No wonder my mother hates you.
You should read some of the stuff your mother writes about you. Believe me. Hey, there's Dennis standing over there in the corner. Let's stop and pick him up. Oh, Dennis! Dennis!
Oh, hello, Mr. Benny.
What are you doing standing on the corner, kid? You should be at the studio rehearsing.
Well, I'm waiting for the Pico bus.
But, Dennis, how can you get the Pico bus on Sunset Boulevard?
My mother drives it.
Oh.
And it doesn't cost me anything to ride, either.
It doesn't?
No. Mother pulls the bus up to the curb and shouts, "No charge for babies in arms!" Then she gets out and carries me in.
Dennis, stop that nonsense and get in the car.
Okay.
Dennis, this is Mary's sister, Miss Livingston.
Hello, Miss Livingston.
You can call me Babe.
You can call me Toots.
Dennis. Dennis, that's her name, Babe.
Oh.
Well, let's go, Babe. Come on. Say, Babe, after we stop at the studio, I want to go down to the department store and exchange the gift I bought for Don Wilson.
The shoelaces?
Yeah, how'd you know?
Mary told me all the trouble she went through with you last week.
Yeah, well, I can't help it. I got to get back and get those shoelaces with plastic tips. I want Don to be happy.
Plastic tips, metal tips. With his stomach, he'll never see them anyway.
Hey, that's pretty good. Pretty good, that's right. Take a bow. I'm alone in the car. Take a bow anyway. I guess you've never heard of mirrors, eh, Babe?
What'd you buy me for Christmas, Mr. Benny?
I'm not going to tell you, Dennis, but it'll be under the tree on Christmas morning.
Gee, another pine cone.
Oh, no, it isn't. Say, Babe...
Every year I get a pine cone.
Say, Babe...
The first year I didn't know it was a pine cone.
What?
I thought it was an artichoke and I ate it.
Oh, Dennis, stop. Imagine eating a pine cone. Say, babe.
The doctor pumped out my stomach and built a fire.
A fire?
Yeah, I was empty on the inside and burning on the outside.
Oh, quiet! Now, babe, when we get to the studio, we'll only stay a little while so I can go to the store. Phil is probably rehearsing Dennis's number.
Oh, I rehearsed my song all morning. Would you like to hear it?
Well, if you got to open your mouth, I'd rather have you sing. Go ahead.
But we're riding in a car.
I know. Babe, put the top down. Some people may want to show their appreciation.
Beneath a candle glow, the old lamplighter of long, long ago. You'd hear the patter of his feet as he came toddling down the street. His smile would hide a lonely heart, you see. If there were sweethearts in the park, he'd pass a lamp and leave it dark, remembering the days that used to be. For he recalls when dreams were new, he loved someone who loved him too, who walks with him alone in memory. He made the night a little brighter wherever he would go. The old lamplighter of long, long ago. Now if you look up at the sky, you'll understand the reason why the little stars at night are all aglow. He turns them on when night is here. He turns them off when dawn is near. The little man we loved of long ago.
That's very good, Dennis. Well, here we are at the studio. Wait in the car for me, babe. I'll only be a minute.
Beg pardon, Governor, but you can't park your car here in front of Buckingham Palace. They're changing the guards, you know.
Buckingham Palace? This is NBC in Hollywood.
Hollywood? My, my, in this fog I must have strayed a bit off my beat.
You certainly must have. Well, I'll see you in a few minutes, babe.
Okay, I'm hungry, so I'll go to the drugstore and get a Chiz Sweet sandwich.
The whole family likes them. Come on, Dennis, let's go. Now, Dennis, when you go over your number with Phil, be sure...
Mr. Day... May I have your autograph, please?
Why, certainly. Have you got a pencil?
Yes, sir.
There you are.
Thank you.
Now, Dennis, as I was saying, I don't want to tell you how to do your song, even though I am the star of the show. But when you try to...
Pardon me, Mr. David. May I have your autograph?
Why, certainly, miss. Have you got a pencil?
Yes, sir.
There you are.
Thank you.
Dennis.
Huh?
I'm afraid you'll have to give up your own show. Now, as I was saying...
But, Mr. Benny, people like me. Two of them just asked
me... I know what they did. You've only had your show now 13 weeks. You're going around signing autographs. You don't have to be so hammy, you know.
But they asked
you. You didn't have to encourage them. You know, kid, when you've been on radio as long as I have, you take those things in your stride. You don't make such a big thing out of it.
Well, Mr. Benny...
Why, certainly. Have you got a pencil?
Huh?
Come on, give me your pencil. If you want my autograph, I'm a busy star. Come on.
I just want two nickels for a dime so I can use a phone.
Well, I haven't got change. Come on, Dennis.
I've got change for a dime.
All right, you little show-off. I got change for a dime. It's my own fault. I picked you up when you had absolutely nothing. I put you on my show, I trained you, I coached you. And after working for me for 7 years, what happens?
I got change for a dime.
All right. All right, I'll go to the studio to see how Phil's doing. I'll see you later, kid.
Yes, sir.
All right, now look, fellas, we've been rehearsing this thing for 2 hours. Now let's see if we can get it right this time, will you? Come on. One, two. Hold it. Now hold it. No, fellas, that's not it either. I can't hear no brass.
Oh, Phil.
Just a minute, Buster. Now look. We're going to try this thing once more, fellas. I want you to give it to me now. Take it from me. One, two. No. What's the matter with you guys anyway? You're not giving me nothing.
Phil, what are you rehearsing?
White Christmas.
Phil, are you crazy? White Christmas is a beautiful song. It should be played softly with feeling. Can't your band play pianissimo?
They're having enough trouble with White Christmas.
Phil, pianissimo is not a song. It's a musical term meaning softly.
Look, Jackson, why don't you just take care of the jokes and leave the music to me?
I won't leave the music to you. This is my program. I want the music to be good.
What are you talking about? I'm rehearsing this for my own show.
Your own show?
Certainly. Why else would Alice be back there playing the trombone?
Oh, now cut that out. You got a lot of nerve rehearsing the music for your show on my time. 18 men at $6 a man. That's $108. You expect me to pay for that?
Why not? You've been doing it all season.
How do you like that? I got a good mind to take those boys and throw them right off the program. In fact, I think I will right after the first of the year.
You're only bluffing.
I am not.
Then why wait till after the first of the year? Why don't you fire them right now?
Because their green complexions and their bloodshot eyes make a nice color scheme for Christmas. That's why. I haven't got time to argue with you. I got to go down to the department store.
Oh, Jack, can you spare a minute for me?
Oh, hello, Don. I didn't see you. This trouble. What do you want?
Well, I'm rehearsing the commercial with the quartet, and I want you to hear it.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. Don, last week was the first time that I thought that quartet was really all right. And if they can give me something like that again, it'll be okay.
Jack, I'm glad to hear you say that, because this week we've got something even better.
Better than last week?
Mm-hmm.
Good, Don. Come on, let me hear it.
Okay, ready, boys? Let's go. Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. Yes, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco.
O-L-S-S-S-L-S-S-S-M-F-T
O-M-S-S-F-M-F-F-F-1-2-3
Don.
O-L-S-M-F-L-S-M-F-T-D-Q
Don.
So round, so firm, so fully packed, so free and easy on the
Drew. Drew?
O-L-S-M-F-L-S-M-F-T
O-M-S-S-M-F-T Don, wait a minute. Don. Wait a minute. Don. Don, elephant boy. Look, Don. Now, look, Don. I'm not going to raise my voice. I'm not going to get excited. I'm not going to lose my temper. I just don't want the quartet anymore. That's all. Now, I'm going to the department store and finish my Yuletide shopping. Goodbye, boy. Goodbye, Don.
Goodbye.
The tenor tripped me. Goodbye. Babe, the store is even more crowded than it was last week.
Yeah. Did you have to come back here just to exchange those shoelaces? I think it's ridiculous.
Well, babe, I might as well get what I want. After all,
Jack,
I'm...
Jack, Jack.
Huh?
Watch out for that fella in back of you.
Why, what?
He looks like a pickpocket.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry, babe. Watch this. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a...
Out!
I got him, babe. I got him. Hey, buddy, what were you doing with your hand in my pocket?
I was just returning the junk I stole from you last week.
Junk?
When I turned that stuff in, I was almost thrown out of the pickpockets guild.
I ought to have you thrown in jail. Come on, Mary. Come on, babe. Let's exchange these shoelaces and get out of here.
Okay.
Well, Babe Livingston, of all people.
Well, Sarah Sauerbraten.
Sarah Sauerbraten?
What are you doing in town, Babe?
Oh, I just came out here to get a little California sunshine.
Oh, you'll be out here a long time. You know, Babe, I always thought you'd marry Steve Ferguson, the fellow who works at the gas station.
Oh, we broke up, Sarah. I haven't seen Steve in years.
Well, you should have hung on to him. He's got his own gas station now with 3 grease pits.
He had those grease pits when I went with him. That's why we broke up.
Really?
Yes. Every time I sat on his lap, I slipped through.
Come on, babe. Let's go.
Say, who's this gentleman with the mousetrap? Anything serious?
Babe, come on, will you? I got a lot of shopping to do.
Well, so long, babe. I've got to get back to the music counter. I demonstrate songs here.
Okay, goodbye, Sarah.
Goodbye. I'll tell Steve I seen you.
Let's go, babe. I want to... Mike, come on, babe. I want to change these shoelaces.
Well, if it isn't Jack Benny, oh, Mr. Benny, hello!
Who's that, Lily Pons?
I don't know.
Oh, Mr. Benny, may I have your autograph, please?
I gave you my autograph last week.
Yes, I know, but on my way home, I lost it. I'm so careless. Jack Benny, so very careless!
There you are.
Thank you, Mr. Benny. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Goodbye!
What a character. Oh, babe, there's the Notions apartment right beside the music counter there. Come on. Oh, look, babe, your girlfriend is going to sing.
Give me 5 minutes more, only 5 minutes more. Let me stay in your arms. It's a thrilling and I'm so weak and willing. Here am I. Only 5 minutes more of your charm.
Here we are. Here we are, babe. Here's the Notions counter. Now I can exchange the shoelaces. I don't see the man that waited on me last week. Well, I'll find out where he is. Oh, madam?
Yes?
Where's the gentleman who was at this counter last week?
Oh, you mean my husband. He's in a sanitarium.
Oh, that's too bad. What happened?
Well, some jerk came in here to buy some shoelaces, and he couldn't make up his mind whether he wanted plastic tips or metal tips, and he drove my husband crazy.
Really?
All week he's been lying in bed, staring into space and screaming, plastic tips, metal tips, plastic tips, metal tips.
Really?
And once he said, I've got rubber tips. I do hope you'll forgive me.
That's all right.
Now, what can I do for you?
Well...
Tell her, you coward.
Babe, never mind, madam. I'll come in again some other time. Come on, babe.
Aren't you going to exchange the laces?
No, Don will have to take the metal tips and like it. He's not going to drive people crazy with those lousy shoelaces. Come on, let's go home.
Jack, we'll be back in just a minute. But first, here is my good friend, Mr. F.E. Boone.
American.
Remember this all-important fact. Fine tobacco is what counts in a cigarette. And Lucky Strike means fine tobacco.
Mr. Garland Fletcher Tilly, independent tobacco buyer of Durham, North Carolina, has bought millions of pounds of tobacco during the last 25 years, he said.
Season after season, at auction after auction, I've seen tobacco bought by the makers of Lucky Strike. And believe you me, that tobacco is really good. Ripe, smooth, and mild. Tobacco you just can't beat for real smoking quality. I've smoked Lucky's myself for 17 years.
Yes, at auction after auction, independent tobacco experts like Mr. Tilly, men who spend their lives buying, selling, and handling tobacco, can see the makers of Lucky Strike consistently select and buy that fine, that light, that naturally mild tobacco.
Fine, light, naturally mild tobacco. Remember, year in, year out.
L-S-M-F-T.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco.
And fine tobacco makes a fine Christmas present. So here's a gift suggestion that will say Merry Christmas for you 200 times. Give that ever-welcome gift of fine tobacco a carton of Lucky Strike.
And remember, Christmas time and all the time, for your own real deep-down smoking enjoyment, smoke that smoke of fine tobacco, Lucky Strike. So round, so firm, so fully packed. So free and easy on the draw.
You know, babe, it was nice of you to come in and pinch hit for Mary when she got sick the last second. You were good, too. Say, babe, come on. We left the car right around the corner.
Yes, I know.
Say, babe, did I tell you next Sunday I'm going to do my broadcast for the boys at Birmingham General Hospital?
Gee, that'll be swell.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. You know who's going to be with me?
Who?
Not a lot of people who used to be on my show a long time ago. Kenny Baker, Andy Devine, Schlepperman, Larry Stevens, and of course my own gang, you know.
That ought to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it'll be good to see him again.
Just a minute, Jack. Just a minute.
What's the matter?
I've got a cinder in my eye.
Where?
Right here in the corner.
Oh, wait till I get out my handkerchief. Ow! Darn it, I forgot I reset it. Good night, doll.
Ladies and gentlemen, next Sunday we're going to do our Christmas broadcast from the Birmingham General Hospital, and a lot of the old gang will be here with the show. Kenny Baker, Andy Devine, Schlepperman, and Larry Stevens. Friends, here's a Christmas suggestion. Say Merry Christmas to your friends 200 times. How?
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.